We're talking today with the Attorney General of the state of Oklahoma, Scott Pruitt. Mr. Attorney General, you and over half of the attorney generals from around the United States have decided to sue or pursue litigation against the Environmental Protection Agency and the Army Corps of Engineers regarding the Clean Water Rule, or what we've often called WOTUS over the last year, the Waters of the U.S. What's your thought process in deciding to go after EPA and the Army Corps on this matter?
Well, I mean, it's another example of the EPA taking license with the statute. I mean, we have a process in place in this country where Congress passes a statute, provides boundaries on what an administrative agency can and cannot do. They're there to administer the law, not make the law. And what you have is the EPA in this situation taking a statute that clearly provides the boundaries. It says that their jurisdiction is only over waters that are navigable, waters that have an interconnectivity between states. And they've expanded that rule, changed that definition to say that they now have jurisdiction over waterways that are not navigable, so long as they have some sort of nexus or connection. And that's just not what the statute says. And what's unfortunate about it is it gives them jurisdiction over dry creek beds. It gives them jurisdiction over waters that are clearly the jurisdiction of the state and private property owners, and it's all about one thing, power. It's about the EPA exceeding its power, but also trying to become involved in decisions on how we use our land, how we farm, how we ranch, how we do oil and gas, how we develop subdivisions. The first stop will now be the EPA, and that's what they want because they want to be able to say yes or no, and that's very unfortunate, and that's why the lawsuit's been filed.
In the legal brief that you filed with the Tulsa Federal District Court, you indicated that it's not just the Clean Water Act that the EPA and Army Corps violated, but there's a couple of other statutes that they've also crossed the line on as well.
Yeah, look, they've got an obligation that when they go through the rulemaking process, and folks don't really follow these processes very closely, so just for one second, when an agency publishes a rule, when they adopt a rule, they have to publish it in advance. They have to say, look, this is what we're proposing. And then they have to take comments, and they have to consider those comments. They have to take into consideration cost and the benefit and whether there's any implications about the statute not being followed. And so there were over a million comments filed with this proposed rule that came out last year. And most of those comments centered around, EPA, you can't do this. You don't have authority to extend your reach the way that you're trying to do this. And they disregarded that. They completely did not respond to those comments, and they're obligated to do so under something called the Administrative Procedures Act. And so they violated not only the Clean Water Act, they violated the APA because of the process that they went through.
Also in the brief, Mr. Attorney General, you talk about the fact that there are some previous Supreme Court rulings that go against EPA and that you feel that this gives you precedent in the case that you are pressing against them, this go-around, the Clean Water Rule.
The EPA has a role on air quality issues if there is interstate commerce involved. There are certain air quality issues that cross state line. There are water quality issues that cross state line because, we have the Illinois River as an example in our own state where there's been questions for a number of years about the phosphorus levels in that water upstream that's happening in Missouri or Arkansas. And so that is something that EPA does have jurisdiction to address. But what they don't have jurisdiction to address is intrastate waters. We have a DEQ in the state, as you know. We have the Oklahoma Water Resources Board in the state. The latter agency deals with the allocation of water. The DEQ deals with the quality of water. We have a very robust regulatory regime that the EPA is trying to displace. And they're doing so outside of the statute and outside of the court precedent that you're citing. And so, unfortunately, we are routinely being put in this position of the state having to go do what? Go to the court, enforce the law to make sure that an agency is held accountable because they've heeded the advice of the president really well. The president said, I've got a pen and I've got a phone, meaning that I'm going to instruct my agency cabinet secretaries, in this case Gina McCarthy, to disregard the statute and try to serve ourselves in ways that are not authorized by the statute. So I'm hopeful, like in the immigration case, and the states can join together through the various cases we have and get injunctions against the EPA to prevent them from doing this while the case is being litigated, because it will impact every private property owner and most every private property owner in the state of Oklahoma.
Are you hopeful that with either your petition or one of the other legal briefs that have been filed by other attorney generals around the country, that one of these federal judges will grant an injunction against EPA?
Yeah, I think many, if not all of us, are seeking preliminary injunctions, and it's an irreparable harm that's happening. We have the EPA exceeding its authority to the point that it will impact literally the development of oil and gas, farming and ranching. So this is something that is imminent, it's irreparable, and that generally is what courts look at as far as whether to grant an injunction. We just saw recently, by the way, the Supreme Court, we won a case before the Supreme Court last week. It was on the mercury rules that were passed 2 or 3 years ago. We won the case, but by the time it made it to the Supreme Court and by the time we won, the utility companies that were having to put emission control equipment on their various facilities across the country, they'd already had to do it. And so by the time we won, it was kind of, the impact was not as great as it could have been otherwise. So an injunction is really important here, because you don't want the EPA to accomplish something just because of the passage of time. You want them to make sure, we want to make sure the law is followed, and if it's not being followed, then it needs to be stopped now.
Oklahoma Attorney General Scott Pruitt, who's filed a legal brief against the Army Corps of Engineers, as well as the Environmental Protection Agency, seeking a temporary injunction, at least on a preliminary basis, against the agencies to stop the implementation of the Clean Water Rule, or WOTUS, Waters of the U.S. On the Oklahoma Farm Report, I'm Ron Hayes.